why I've been seeing that stuff about In the Heights.
I've heard it's trash. Like, I mean,
oh, it's not like, movie being trash. I'm left-handed. It's like, why are there any left-handed people in your movie, Keith? Why do you hate the left-handed people? So the dude just started apologizing and saying that he's going to have more representation. You made a movie. The movie, I think it was based off of already existing play or something. Just let it stand as is. Everything has to be about standing up to somebody. So Keith, I'm going to stand up to you today.
Fuck you, you're watching a dumbass Infinite movie.
At least I saved you from that. I was like, yeah, Keith. No, James, he was like, yeah, you might like it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll probably check it out.
It's like, yeah, you might like that, dude. Like, yeah, you might want to give it a check out.
Wait, Jordan Peele's got a new movie out?
No, the only thing I saw his name come up for was there's some low-budget movie called Karen.
Yeah, I want to say, I don't think it's...
To, like, Get Out.
They said he didn't produce that, though. I just read it on YouTube. It's somebody who made this movie about potato salad who's actually doing that movie.
No, people were comparing it, saying that they were biting Jordan Peele's style, basically.
Well,
yeah, so but that movie's not actually from Jordan Peele. The Karen movie?
No, he has nothing to do with it.
Get Out has a race angle, which is different, but that movie has been done before. He produced it and directed it, too, but that theme has been done before. Movies now just recycled ideas of recycled ideas, which is why you're getting a black Superman, because they don't believe that a new character people would support. So they just give you the same regurgitated mess over and over again because we needed to reboot Superman anyway.
And the sad part is DC has a black character that they could easily go
a whole
to.
Bunch of them.
They have a ton of them.
Again, hey. Green Lantern.
John Stewart. I wouldn't even mind him being
Martian
gay.
Martian Manhunter. Ready made.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to go way back, they could have bring it to Static.
Yeah. Or Steel. Ready made. Like, you already have the characters.
And hell, they even got the intro for him. Well,
Static Shock, I mean, he is popular.
And Icon, not so popular. Hardware was a little too extreme for this climate, but too on the nose. And Superman and Lois brought in Henry Irons. They brought in Steel.
Yeah.
In a pretty unique way.
And, I mean, obviously, Batwing, whatever Lucius Fox's son name is. Lucas Fox, I think.
Yeah, Lucas Fox, something like that. Larry Fox, whatever.
But, yeah, I mean, you have those characters ready. Ready for popularity.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Cyborg that you... managed to destroy and mess up.
Yeah, change the actor. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. And the problem is they probably won't even listen. All the feedback they see, like...
It's all generated from social media. And the people that are posting this stuff on social media generally aren't the people that are invested in it. So all they're doing is like really doing press releases through tweets, seeing what generates buzz, and then determining market research off of that. And if too many people on one particular day, moment, post something negative, Superman, Wonder Woman, oh, let's not do that. And like, you can't really base your business off of that level of social media.
No, they can't. How the Kardashians are making their billions. Throw a bunch of shit up, work the fucked up system. The worst part about it is that their DC movies, which one didn't make money? I think even Justice League made money back.
Batman v Superman?
That made more money than Justice League. They made more money than Man of Steel.
What about second Wonder Woman?
Yeah, that would probably be the only one. But it generated enough media buzz, and it broke HBO Max. So that's kind of how they're gauging.
Yeah, but so did Justice League, Snyder Cut. These idiots said, no, we can't do that. It's probably easier for us to just to sell ourselves to Discovery.
All of their DC movies made money, but they keep basing their numbers against what Marvel's doing.
You can't replicate the Marvel success. I mean, even Star Wars can't replicate the Marvel success.
No.
That hurts. And it's from the same company that relatively has most of the same leadership, or at least the leadership can cross over. I mean, Jon Favreau started off directing a Marvel movie and also other Disney properties, Jungle Book. He can't even successfully replicate that. It's sad. So, like, DC trying to do, I mean, eventually was first, let's do the everybody gets a movie and then the big team up movie.
The one movie. Okay, now let's do the big team up movie.
Yeah, then they jump the shark and it's just like, all right, well, we're just going to do Batman v Superman and then have Wonder Woman in it and then do Justice League and then screw
intro three characters. And this need to be done in 2.5 hours. Like, what? Doesn't quite work. Now, it worked as a 4-hour fucking movie. That fucking worked. That shit turned out to be Zack Snyder's magnum opus. He'll always be known for that.
As much as I didn't like the original Justice League, or I mean, I think it gave it like a 4 or 5 or something like that. That Snyder cut gives enough to say, yeah, I could bear to watch another Zack Snyder superhero film. Like, despite all of his filmmaking ticks that I don't like, I can bear to watch another Justice League movie.
That shit was well done. Probably gonna rewatch it this weekend. Get enough different in there to make it like fresh. The original Justice League. I saw the other movies. I'm watching this. This feels brand new to me. I see.
Yeah,
where you're
and
going.
Compared to all of the stuff that was taken out of the movie, and some of it just taken out of the movie unnecessarily to even maintain the same structure of the film. I'm like, the Zack Snyder version of it, you should just pull the original. Stop making the DVDs. Stop making the Blu-rays. Stop having it on streaming. Like, nobody wants to see that trash.
Oh, I'm starting to wonder if Warner Brothers just stopped trusting their filmmakers after the Matrix Revolutions.
But
it seems like after that,
I wouldn't say the Matrix Revolutions, because after that, 2 years later, you had Batman Begin.
Yeah, but they didn't trust Christopher Nolan. They've been all over him from day one, like, constantly had to prove himself. Executive producer on Man of Steel and on Batman v Superman.
They were like, don't put my name on this.
Zack Snyder's wife saw the movie with Christopher Nolan. And apparently they both went to him, to Zack, and said, don't ever watch that movie. So he had enough skin in the game to, like, still be invested in it. Well, I mean, he's an executive there, so that makes sense. But Warner Brothers is so the old guard in terms of Hollywood, and they just are not handling it. Like, this is a cash cow for them. And we talked about this before. For $70 million, they reinvigorated their entire franchise.
Yeah.
And
I mean, all franchise that is down, I mean, especially after Wonder Woman was down. So now you have all these fragmentations. You have the fragmentations of Batman now. The Joker movie also fragments Batman. The now fragmentation of Superman that is Henry Cavill still Superman? Probably not. Now we need to have ethnic Superman appease and chase the race unicorn crowd. Obviously, you probably get another Wonder Woman movie. Then
it's already signed.
Plan, but Cavill's been talking to Marvel recently.
I say Wolverine.
And apparently Batman is so terrible, they don't know what to do.
Well, how do you figure that? You should not have made it. Like, you should have.
But see, like, I'm going to tell you what I told Beep the other day. I said, the only issue I have with the Batman thing is this is falling right in line with Justice League, Suicide Squad, and every other director saying they said it was some shit. Then it comes out their vision and it's some shit. And then you see the director's cut and it's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
So is it really terrible? Or is it just Warner Brothers again making dumbass decisions?
And I mean, Matt Reeves, he did Planet of the Apes.
I would have faith in him to get this right.
Hiring of Robert Pattinson.
Well, apparently he didn't do that.
I'm just saying the hiring of that does not invigorate me to say, hey, I want to go see Batman.
When I heard that they did Pattinson, then I saw that trailer and he was just,
yeah,
like, no. I mean, now if it had been Ben Affleck, I'd have been like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he had done the either grizzled older Batman. And you already had him physically in the shape that he needed to be.
From what I'm hearing about what the movie's about, Batman's up shit creek, all of his enemies are coming to get him. Just him and Alfred.
One of those iterations of Spider-Man before they had Marvel on board. That was going to be the Sinister Six movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to turn into another Spider-Man movie.
Which is still in development.
Yeah, they're still doing something like that.
They're moving forward with that still.
Yeah, they tried to get the Sinister Six off its feet with the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, then it was supposed to be Black Cat, Spider-Woman, and somebody else. That was supposed to be like another movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, Sony is trying. They're not going to do too well
like,
with that.
It's not going to work. So here's what Sony can do. Continue putting on the Spider-Verse and continue collaborating with Marvel. Those are the only two things you have right now.
That's all they got to do. It didn't make as much money as the other Spider-Man movies, but it was a goddamn good film. I mean, you can't deny that. That was a phenomenal film.
Yeah, that was my number one film that year. Hands down, great movie.
Film worked on so many levels. Coming of age, origin story, show you how you can introduce a new character taking on the mantle of another. You had a Spider-Man die. You had a new Spider-Man come in. Was tailor-made for that. I mean, you couldn't ask for a more perfect introduction, and especially a controversial one. I mean, I was surprised at how good that movie was. I was like, whoa, this is good.
I mean, Captain Marvel could have worked. I mean, obviously, it was a buddy cop movie, right. 80s, 90s-ish. But just structurally for the movie, Samuel Jackson was not in that movie. That movie totally failed.
Yeah, and there was like some decisions made in the movie, rubbed everything the wrong way.
We're just going to call you Vias. I'm like, all right, this seems silly and stupid.
And then how he lost his eye, little subtle slaps in the face. It's like you build her up. I'm not paying to see this movie, we would have gone.
The arrogance of some of these movie companies. Again, because things trend on social media, like whatever trend it is. I mean, right now it's race. But whatever trend it was back in 17, 18, they were a little late to it. And then you have Captain Marvel, which is still a very poor movie. That is not a movie that I would return to if I'm going to rewatch Marvel movies. Like, yeah, I'm going to skip over that one.
When you find out it doesn't really do anything in the whole Infinity Saga, it's got nothing to do with it. Like, you can skip that movie easily.
I mean, it's like Iron Man 2.
Definitely. Yeah, Iron Man 2 was fun.
I wasn't a huge fan of Iron Man 2. It was a little too much.
Mm.
They introduced Rhodes.
Well, he was introduced in the first movie.
they
introduced the War Machine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got She-Hulk. I'm actually kind of excited for, because I'm actually a fan of what actually worked for a TV show. But I'm wondering how they're going to do her transformation. I mean, She-Hulk's not deformed like the Hulk is. The actress grow like, you know, what, a foot? Pack on another 100 pounds of muscle, 150 pounds of muscle and stuff. Because I think this girl, Tatiana, is like 5'2" or something like that.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's short.
She's tiny, but she's a good actress, though. Her whole attitude like fits with that character. Now, let's just hope that it's not, I'm going to build her up by her dropkicking every dude in the planet.
That's what happened in Charlie's Angels. Movies like that. Like Charlie's Angels movie could have been something special, but just the misguidedness of Hollywood, and again, the trendiness of Hollywood just destroyed that movie. When it failed, it's like, well, it failed because this whole internet push were against the movie. Like, no, you just made a bad movie. Accept what you did. Accept your decisions. Your decisions were poor, and do better next time. Not, it was this campaign against, people started coming out against the movie once they saw the trailer. Like, no, that 2016 Ghostbusters movie is atrocious.
Yeah, that was...
It's a bad movie.
And you know what? I like Bridesmaids, too. So I'm like, that's movie. A funny-ass fucking movie. And Spy, that movie's funny as
shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, both of those are fucking hilarious.
I mean, her fucking rant when when she went off on that dude in the hallway, that shit had me fucking in tears.
I'm trying to think that movie that was like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, that remake. Ooh.
The Rebel Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah, like that movie was bad. I mean, again, it's just misguidedness. And again, that was also another movie that people were against the movie. Like, no. You had a bad premise for a movie. Like, nobody's going back to randomness. Like, I'm not going to make a Sylvester Stallone Cobra movie or over the top movie with a specific gender or sexuality. Like, no, this is a bad movie. It's a bad premise for you even to revisit that. Like, that's why the movie fails. It's like, oh, Barry put out a movie about female arm wrestling. He's so
Oh my God, I remember that movie. I remember that ridiculous movie. Like, Sylvester Stallone was just making movies like, to just try to.
Barry's so brave. He's so brave. Cover with the proud face on. Like, holding my chin up to the air. Like,